The meaning of Easter. Three examples from Jesus. The paralyzed man. Jesus had come back to his own town of Capernaum after teaching in other towns, and a crowd had assembled at the house where he was teaching. There were teachers of religious law, scribes and Pharisees, present among the people who came to listen to Jesus. Some men brought a man who was paralyzed to Jesus, but couldn't get near the house because of the crowd of people. They brought him up to the roof of that house and lowered him down on his mat to Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." The scripture says that though the scribes and the Pharisees kept it to themselves, Jesus was aware that they were asking themselves, "Why does this man talk this way? He is speaking as if he were God. He is committing blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins." Jesus said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk?' So that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I tell you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home." And while they all watched, the man got up, picked up his mat, and went outside in sight of everyone. The people were completely amazed and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." This reading came from the New Testament, the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, and Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 through 26.